Time to move on now to our second story. At least three people have been killed in the latest U.S. drone strike in Yemen. The attack happened in the northern province of Marab. Local sources say the aircraft fired a rocket at a vehicle traveling in the region, killing all three people on board. The U.S. has conducted numerous drone strikes in Yemen, Afghanistan, Pakistan and Somalia over the past few years. Last December, an airstrike in southern Yemen left 15 civilians dead. Washington claims the CIA-run operations only target militants, but witness reports and official figures indicate that civilians are often the victims of these air raids. Let's get more now from Yusuf Mauri, a correspondent with us now live from Sana'a. Yusuf, do we know who these people who were killed are? Are they civilians? Are they militants?
Well, according to government sources, one of the people who was targeted, one of the personnel who was targeted, is a suspected al-Qaeda-linked militant. However, the other two who were killed along in the car were civilians. And I think this sort of sums up of where this drone operation is headed towards, because most of these drone operations, regardless of who they're targeting, they're killing innocent civilians most of the time. According to UN reports, the U.S. has conducted over 86 drone operations since 2009. 500 people have been killed, and most of which are innocent civilians.
So are these drone strikes helping curb the activities of these militant groups in Yemen? Have they been effective?
On the contrary, they're actually increasing the terrorist attacks here in the country. Most of the people killed in these drone strikes are linked to tribal sects throughout the country. So whenever a civilian or whenever a person who is a member of a tribe is killed, that tribe, it takes their frustrations out on the Yemeni government, which resorts to sabotaging attacks on public government public installations. Some of these tribesmen, they decide to cut off some of the roads. The tribes in Hadhramaut and throughout the south of the country, they have actually called on the Yemeni government to withdraw from their respected areas, because this is a conflict that's taking place right now between the tribes of Yemen and the Yemeni government, for the most part, because these tribes have demands, which is basically for the Yemeni government to provide their people with jobs, to provide their people with electricity, to provide their people with gas, something which the Yemeni government has failed to do. And one of those top demands by these by the Yemeni people and throughout most of the tribes is for the U.S. drone operations to discontinue here in the country. They have killed many innocent civilians throughout the country, and this is something which the government has failed to meet, which resorts into a tribal rebellion in most of the rural areas in the country.
Yusuf Mauri, correspondent in Sana'a. Yusuf, thank you.